I am Grandpa, and I love you.
I'm Grandma, and I love you too.
Welcome to our podcast, Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Stories.
We share some stories that will make you laugh.
We share stories that might make you cry.
And we share stories that will give you courage to choose the right.
And these bedtime stories will help you to dream sweet dreams.
So get on your pajamas and say your prayers.
Turn out the light and hear our story tonight. Good evening. This is Grandpa Edward Jeffrey Hill, and this is Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Story, and it's about a miracle that was key to bringing Grandma Tamara Snell Mulford Hill and me together. Miracles. Do you believe in miracles? Do you know what a miracle is? The first definition of a miracle by Oxford's English Language Dictionary is, quote, a highly improbable or extraordinary event that brings welcome consequences, end quote. But I like Oxford's second definition of miracle even better. Quote, a surprising and welcome event that is not readily explicable by natural or scientific laws as we know them, and is therefore considered to be the work of divine agency, end quote. That definition means a miracle is something that probably wouldn't have happened except for God's help or God's grace. By the way, have you ever heard the words God's grace? God's grace means God's help. When God helps you with something, you are experiencing God's grace, and you are experiencing a miracle. Tonight's bedtime story is about what I believe was a particular miracle that happened in Philadelphia at just the right time to bring Grandma Tamara Snell Mulford Hill and me together so that we could experience the joy of being married as husband and wife in this mortal life. I believe that God wanted Grandma and me to be together, so I believe He helped us through His grace, so that we could be together. Here's a little background for our bedtime story miracle. Way back in the spring of 2006, I was in a season of sadness. And if it's spring and you are sad, well, then you're pretty sad. My dear, sweet, wonderful wife Juanita had passed away about a year before. She had died after suffering with breast cancer for 3.5 years. I missed her so much, something terribly fierce. Though I had some joy here and there and experienced many tender mercies, my life, it was just very difficult. It was so challenging to be a single parent with the responsibility to take care of all the needs of our children at home. And I still had to work. I had to provide for the family with a full-time job as a professor at BYU. Now, for sure, Hannah, Emily, and Amanda helped out a lot. And BYU was very flexible with me on the job, but it was still a very tough time for me. Then one miracle happened, and Tamara Snell Mulford read an Ensign article I wrote while she ate chocolate chips and took a foaming bubble bath in her jacuzzi at her home in Kaysville, Utah. But that's not the miracle for this story. I already told about that miracle in Season 1, Episode 7, How Grandma Met Me in a Bubble Bath. I highly recommend that you listen to that story and remember that miracle. After Grandma and I met, a miraculous couple of weeks ensued. First, we emailed back and forth many times. Then we talked on the phone for hours. By the way, this is when you had to pay for your cell phone by the minute. My bill for that month was more than $800. Why? Because I just couldn't stop talking with Grandma. She was just so fun to talk to. You probably know that. After a few weeks, Tammy and I went on our first and second dates. This was a truly miraculous time. We were experiencing God's grace and feeling truly happy for the first time in a long time. However, this bedtime story is not about that time and that miracle. I will tell that miracle in another bedtime story. And I just heard that Grandma just recorded her version of it. Please remind us about that. No, this story is still another couple of miracles that brought us together. After our first and second dates, Grandma and I were in love, and I was so happy. For the first time in a long time, I was really excited about something. I felt so grateful that Heavenly Father had brought us together. Dating someone seriously is something that is very important. Don't you agree? And whenever there is something that is very important, I pray about it. I pray about it frequently. I pray about it every morning. I pray about it every night. And I pray about it in between morning and night. On the Sunday of Mother's Day in 2006, the day after our second date, I prayed enthusiastically about continuing to date Tamara Snell Mulford. In my prayers, I told Heavenly Father how happy I was. And because this was very important to me and to my children and family, I was checking in with him to make sure I should continue to date her. As I made this request, something unusual happened. Usually when I pray about something I want to do, I feel a sense of peace. It's like I get a green light from heaven to go forward with what I want to do. But this time, it was different. Instead of a feeling of peace, I felt a feeling of uneasiness. I didn't like what I felt, so I prayed again and told Heavenly Father how happy I was, that I thought I loved Tammy and how much I wanted to continue dating her. Again, I did not feel peace, but felt uneasiness. Oh, no! Now when I thought about going on my third date with Tammy, I experienced confusing thoughts. You might even call it a stupor of thought. I didn't understand. Surely God wanted Tammy and me to continue claiming the joy we each felt. Then the thought came. Maybe there was something that God knew that we didn't know. Could it be possible that He wanted us to stop dating because something bad would happen if we kept dating right now? So, reluctantly, I got on my knees again and prayed to Heavenly Father. I told Him that I felt He wanted us to stop dating, at least for now. As soon as I said that prayer, I felt a sense of peace. Oh, no! That's not what I wanted God to say. But wait a minute. Maybe I was mistaken now. So I got on my knees and prayed again. In that prayer, I specifically told Heavenly Father I wanted to keep dating Tammy, but that I was having an impression to stop dating her. I wanted a confirmation that I should stop dating Tammy. This time, I felt a strong sense of peace again, and I knew I needed to stop dating Tammy, at least for now. Now I didn't know what to do. How could I tell Tammy that I didn't think that God wanted me to date her anymore? That sounded just crazy. I could not imagine saying that to her. That would be too weird. We had both had a wonderful time together. How could I tell her we should stop dating? Since I couldn't imagine telling her with my voice, I decided to write her an email. I woke up at about 4 o'clock in the morning and wrote her a long email explaining that I felt that God did not want us to date anymore, at least for now. I told her that I thought she was a fantastic person, and there's nothing she did to cause this. I still have this email if you want to read it sometime. Sometimes Grandma and I have a different recollection of this email. The email was written, but now I was afraid to send it. Finally, after I got to BYU to work on this Monday morning after Mother's Day in the year 2006, I clicked on the send button and the email was gone. I thought, phew, I'm glad that's all over. Now I can get back to work. However, about 10 minutes later, my cell phone rang, and it was Grandma. Oh, no! And she was quite upset. Her first words were, "You coward! Why didn't you call me to tell me about this?" After that, her voice quivered, and she said, Didn't you feel the way I felt on our date Saturday night? I felt complete for the first time since Mark died. And now you say you want to stop dating? I had to respond to her that I felt the same wonderful feeling she had felt on our Saturday night date. She then pleaded, "Then why don't you want to keep dating?" I responded, "I do want to keep dating." Then Tammy stopped. "I'm confused. You do want to keep dating, but you want to stop dating?" Then I explained, "I do want to keep dating, but I feel strongly that God does not want us to keep dating, at least for now." Then she sobbed and said something like, "God has given us this great gift. Why won't you open it with me?" After that, there was nothing else meaningful to be said. When we were about to say goodbye, she said something like, "Jeff Hill, you are either a scoundrel or you are crazy." As it turned out, this divine communication was a miracle. If we had kept dating, we would have gotten engaged and married very quickly, and it would have been too soon for many people. I can see that now. Okay, finally, here is the miracle in Philadelphia and how that miracle comes in. 2 weeks after I stopped dating Tammy, Hannah, Seth, and I drove across the country to watch Aunt Emily Ray Hill play in the lacrosse national tournament in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. By the way, Emily was an outstanding lacrosse player and certainly deserved to play in the national tournament. I will tell you a story of Emily's amazing success in lacrosse sometime later. After the lacrosse tournament, we stopped at Aunt Sarah Ray Hill Allred's house in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This was when Sarah lived with Joel, and Ava was about 2.5 years old, and Nathan was about 8 months old. We loved our visit and got to see the Liberty Bell and Constitution Hall. Ava and Nathan were so cute, and it was fun to see Sarah as a wonderful mother. I brought my computer on this trip and wanted to get some BYU work done. I was developing a new course and writing a book about home and family living. Sarah explained that sadly, they did not have access to the internet, and so I couldn't do my email. She said I could go to a coffee shop and download my email if I wanted to. I told her I didn't need the internet and didn't need to go to a coffee house. I would just do some writing without the internet. In the late afternoon on May 30th, 2006, I turned on my computer to do some BYU work. I thought about Tammy. I missed her. I wondered how she was doing. I wondered if I should write her a little email. It could be sent later on. So I wrote her a short email with the subject, "How are you?" In the email, I told her a little bit about our trip, Emily's lacrosse tournament, and asked how she was doing. I signed the email, "Your friend," parentheses, "hopefully," and parentheses. Then at 5:13 p.m., I pushed the send button, knowing that it would be sent as soon as I connected to the internet. And then I started doing my work. I wasn't expecting to be able to connect to the internet, so I was very surprised when at 7:12 p.m., there was an email in my in-basket from Tammy. It was from Tammy. How did that email get there? I looked down, and my computer wasn't connected to the internet. I really don't know how, to this day, that email got there. I consider it a miracle. But I listened to what my heart was saying, and I found myself really excited to open and read that email. I realized how much I had missed Grandma. In that email, Grandma said that she had written me a letter, but had promised herself that she would not send or give it to me unless I contacted her first. She told me how much she had enjoyed our relationship, how she didn't understand why I didn't want to date her, but that she respected me and respected my responding to a prompting from God. Her email made me cry. Then I opened the letter she had written and attached to the email. It was so beautiful. She wrote about Ruth, and she wrote about how God had helped her and comforted her. And now when I read that email, it was so beautiful. I have to say I cried a lot. I almost started to shake. I was crying so much. As I read that letter, it was as if I could see into her very soul. And I liked what I saw. And I felt so sad that we weren't going to be able to have a relationship, at least a romantic relationship. After this miracle in Philadelphia, we started emailing back and forth almost every day. The tone of our email correspondence was subdued. It was strictly friendship, but it gave us a great opportunity to get to know one another much better. And after a time, we decided to be more than friends. And the rest, as they say, is history. I'll tell you more about that in other bedtime stories. Now, to conclude tonight, our bedtime story, I have a question for you. Was it truly a miracle that I got connected to the internet that evening in Philadelphia? Some might say it was just a coincidence, that maybe a neighbor's internet was randomly extra strong or something like that. But tonight, I hope you will remember that your Grandpa Hill believes in miracles. And I am so grateful for the miracle in Philadelphia that enabled me to start communicating with Grandma again. I want you to know I have experienced God's grace and God's love and God's help. Well, sweet dreams, chocolate creams, sleep tight, and may you have a miracle tonight. I love you. We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story.
We hope you felt our love for you.
And we hope you will have sweet dreams tonight. We love you so much.